Hey guys, today we are covering 5 steps to getting an e-com business going based on a comment that we got from Sadiq. Sadiq? I terribly apologize about pronouncing that incorrectly, but we did a top 10 video about starting a company in 2023 and it was very, very broad. And we also did one about AI helping us do like a D2C one, but he was asking about one about e-commerce specifically. And with e-com, it's in our mind a little bit shorter of a game. So these are 5 steps, and it's kind of like a rainy afternoon here in LA. So let's get some jazzy music going. Can definitely hear that with you. Anyways, yeah, let's jump in. So step number one is going to be a little bit different than what you might see from other stuff about doing an e-com business. Picking a product with a good margin, or this, that, and the other thing. My step one is to give a shit about whatever it is. Whatever it is, or have the thing that you give a shit about be somewhat related to the business. So, just picking a business because it's going to have good margins, or you're going to be able to do well because you're remote, or you have a connection, or something like that. I feel like I've talked about this in so many videos. That inevitably sets you up to fail if you do not hit immediate success. So give a shit about it. Generally, apparel or other kind of print-on-demand things are the easiest to get into because they require no startup costs. I would look through that and then see if there's something that you can give a shit about that is somehow able to be done through the a print-on-demand service. For me, a while ago, so I used to go to Disneyland a lot, like when I used to work in production and I had days off, and it was really fun to go. But after a while, I was kind of getting lumped in with the tourists that would do like the touristy things, and I don't want to do the touristy things. So I thought it would be really, really funny if I had a shirt that said "Not a Tourist" on it. Because I would want to delineate myself to cast members that I don't need the spiel, I don't need to give that to them. They need it, I don't need it. I come here a lot, I'm not a tourist. I thought that'd be hilarious. I didn't do it at the time, but I should have, made a shirt. I could have made a shirt that said that, made it through a print on demand, and then had content that talked about maybe going to theme parks or life in production in LA, and you see how like I'm already building like a narrative around this, and it's more engaging that shirt, even though it's just text on a print-on-demand type of piece of clothing. But there's more around it because I'm giving a shit. I'm like really putting a story around it, and that narrative is what you're kind of buying into. So that's step one. Figure what that is. If you need help with that, you could reach out and we can talk about it. But you're gonna want that to be something solid. Two, making the thing. I touched on it a second ago. Print on demand, phenomenal. I like Printify. This is why I like Printify. Not getting a commission or anything, although I should. I like Printify because they integrate into Shopify seamlessly, which I will get to in a second. But there is no copying and pasting, uploading orders. The order comes in through Shopify, it gets pinged over to Printify, they make it, they bounce back the tracking over to Shopify. I don't need to do anything for that machine to keep moving. So I like Printify. Again, take a look at their catalog and see the thing that you are trying to, the narrative you are trying to sell with your print on demand, what product selection, they have a pretty big product selection. How does that work? One more part to the print on demand. Order samples of whatever it is. If it's a mug, or if it's a shirt, or if it's a hoodie, get a sample and you'll find out why in a second. Step three, have a place where people can buy the thing. Shopify, again, I'm sure there's other, I know there's like WooCommerce, there's BigCommerce. Shopify is awesome because I've used it and it's been very simple to use and I would recommend it to other people. Also, if you're just starting out on the low, capital requirements, Shopify has like a starter plan that is $5 a month. That is the most basic of websites to just do most of your sales through social, and really they're coming in to facilitate kind of the final transaction, I would look into it. They have a promotion right now where if you sign up at that tier, you can get the first 3 months for $1 a month. So, phenomenal. You have the thing, right? We have our thing. Where it's getting made is through Printify, the print on demand. Where it's getting sold, Shopify. You have your little storefront where people are going to be able to go and you know, purchase it. I would not worry about domains. I know that some people will say, like, well, you know, if your brand name is blah 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 shoes, like, you better get that domain. That can be expensive. If you're not tech savvy, it can be kind of weird and complicated to implement it. And I think we're kind of sunsetting that era where I needed to have my company name as the thing, where if I were to just type it in cold, I saw this on the thing, how do I find it? I think that's going away. I mean, where do you get most of your links now? If you're directed to a new website, I got it sent to me as an iMessage, and I click the link. I see it in a blog, it's hyperlinked. I get it in an email, and it's a link. You're clicking through links 9 times out of 10, even on social, you're clicking through links. So skip that. I mean, if you have something that's super random and it's like really important, and because it's so random, the domain is not necessarily that expensive, you know, go ahead and buy it. But I think we are, thank goodness, in a time where you can get away from that. Step 4, you now need to become a content machine. Unfortunately, most brands, most companies now are also becoming content machines. Every company is a media company because that is how people are engaging in commerce. It's, you know, it's moving towards community-based, which is cool, but there is still a very strong foothold in social. So I would get on any relevant media platform. I would start consistently making content. And another reason why it's very important to figure out that, like, why, that I call it like your, it's from another video, like your why statement. Why are you in business? Why do you exist? Or kind of more colloquially, like giving a shit, like, why do you give a shit? That concept that you then transfer to product, you need to then transfer that over to the content you make. So the giving a shit over here is going to get put into two places. So there's a cohesive message on the product and the promotion of it that you're going to be doing with social media. You're going to want to get the samples from earlier. Remember the order, a sample of a shirt or a thing, and wear it. If I could have a time machine and go back, anytime I went to Disneyland, I'd be wearing that shirt. I'd be making content with it. People would go, wow, that's so funny. They'd click on my link. They'd see the shirt and be able to buy it. Bada bing, bada boom. You see where I'm going with that. Use that. Have it be in your area. If I could have this be like a branded mug, it would have been a branded mug. Why don't they make mate gourds that are Printify? I need to send a message to them. Anyways. Yeah. And then kind of putting yourself out there. I'm not going to tell you how to do this because there's 1,000 other people that have best practices on making YouTube videos, making TikTok videos, setting up your links, all that jazz. Just, you know, don't reinvent the wheel. And I'm not even going to try to be another person saying it. Grab that information, apply it. So you kind of are setting up like a little funnel. You know, you make the content, they like you, they want to engage with it, they see that you make something. You know what I mean? And it's like that narrative, that reason for your being is what they're kind of holding on to. And then they're going further down the funnel, you know, more than just free content. They want to engage with the products that you're making. And step 5, keep at it. It's not overnight. I mean, sometimes, but so rarely that I would not count on it. You're going to be doing this for a while and get very little momentum, and that's okay. And that's another benefit of the print on demand and that Shopify tier that is very, very inexpensive, is that really, you know, you do this for under $100, and the biggest investment is just going to be your time. So managing your time, making sure that you're always learning and better optimizing as there's new techniques and new ways to try to get that machine flowing through more eyeballs. But just give it time. And yeah, that's really, that's why I told you, like, 5 steps. It's kind of quick on this one, And I know that you're going to find all the other relevant information. And if there's anything that you didn't see here, let me know. But just as an example, I actually made a website through the Shopify, through the very, very basic one. And it's in the show notes here. Click and use that link. You can get a discount code. And the discount code is Burning the Bridge to Light the Way, which is a really, really funny one talking about the death spiral of sales. And you can Google that little phrase if you do not know what that means, but I thought it was a good visual kind of example to show you. I made the Not a Tourist shirt there, and some other ones that the team members thought were funny. And yeah, I ordered some samples. They will be coming soon. In the next couple of videos, you'll see me wearing it. And if you want to kind of follow along, it's going to be something along the lines of what I just broke down to you. So that really wraps it up. Please leave a comment if you have any questions, if you have a difference of opinion. I know the algorithm likes that. Send me an email if any of this sounds interesting and you want to dive into it more. Check out our merch store. And until next week, it's business as usual. Bye.